Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the morning show, which can be found live at 93.9 FM in Ottawa, Canada, or online at www.939bobfm.com every day at 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For international times and more information on Vinny and his co-hosts and more podcasts, visit www.vinnywhite.co.uk. Here comes the best bits of recent shows that have gone out on air. Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy.
Everybody in here, stat.
93.9 Bob FM. 80s, 90s, and breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
At 5:39, live from the capital. Good morning to you. My name is Vinny. I've got Sandy here. I've got Melanie Adams. And we've got Hammer pushing some buttons. Morning, crew.
Good morning.
We went out last night for a show meal with the boss.
Yeah.
The boss, I remember saying, excellent, brilliant, wonderful, good work. He also said succulent and juicy, so he may have been talking about the steak. But I'm just going to take the compliments. And yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? It was a nice little night out. Went out in the market.
It was enjoyable. I got there in a kind of an unconventional way. I was driving down over the Hogsback Bridge, turning onto Colonel By, and just before me were about 50 motorcyclists. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Bike riders? Okay.
Bikers, so, if you like.
There's about 50 of them. They were all wearing the same sort of shirt, so they were all part of a motorcycle club, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, about 25 of them get onto Colonel By just before me, and then a car was coming the other way, so the other 25... had to wait, and in that second, I was able to get on to Colonel By, and then the other 25 got on behind me.
Mm.
So I was in a convoy, almost a motorcade.
Yeah.
It was really kind of interesting. It was kind of like...
It would either be very intimidating, or almost as if you felt like some sort of rock and roll royalty.
I felt a little bit like, I guess the president must feel like everywhere he goes, you know, because he's always got this escort of motorcycles.
So it went straight to your head then.
Well, it was really funny because I felt embarrassed because I was kind of wrecking this beautiful convoy of motorcycles because I was right in the middle of it. And then we got to a red light and everybody revved up, right? And when you rev up, I don't know if you're just saying, hey, I'm here, or if you're trying to be menacing or cool or whatever.
Or all of the above.
Yeah, but when you actually accelerate on a motorcycle and then you rev up while you're accelerating, I guess the question I have is, when you actually turn that thing on the handlebar of your motorcycle to make that really loud noise, that would be it? Can you do it just to make noise, or does that actually make you accelerate? You know, none of the above.
If your bike's in neutral, you can do it just to make noise.
Or if you pull the clutch in, which is theoretically the same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it to accelerate, and the thing is called the throttle.
Okay.
There's Hell's Angels now going, I can't listen to Bob anymore. Because that's how Hell's Angels speak, as we know.
Because when I was at the red light with them all, I have to say that I revved up my engine too.
I thought you might. Well, when in Rome, why not? Good for you.
Oh,
you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd feel disincluded if you didn't give it a quick rev.
No,
did you also chuck your tattooed shoulder out of the window and say, hey, boys, how's it going there, huh?
Thank goodness I was wearing my leather vest, too. No shirt on underneath.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You had your AC/DC blasted out.
Do you have a bike? Have you ever had a motorcycle?
After this conversation, which was extremely masculine and butch, it feels terrible to say this. Yes, I have had a bike. It's a moped, as we call it in England, or a scooter, as you call it here.
Oh, a scooter.
Yeah.
Can you go use your throttle on that?
Well, I don't know if you could. The sound effect that Hammer could dig up would probably be something like this. It ran on baking powder.
Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy. 93.9 Bob FM.
Hi.
It's always great when you can save a few bucks, right?
How can you help us?
Gas prices are crazy lately, but there's a little bit of relief at the pumps right now. Now, I heard that the prices were going up today. So, if you are in the Carleton Place area especially, you are very lucky because the SO at Highway 7 near Highway 15, which is open 24 hours, is just $1.12.6.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. I gassed up last night for $1.19 and thought that was a deal.
Mm.
So,
if you've got a Hummer, why not drive out to Carlton Place and save yourself some money? And why not drive in second gear all the way?
Well, I was thinking, okay, I'm not in Carlton Place, but there are a lot of people who are. But if you're listening to this and you're not, say you're in, I don't know, East Ottawa or something, is it worth it to drive to Carlton Place to gas up? And if it is, why not do a couple of more things in Carlton Place? So what else is there to do in Carlton Place?
Let me look up what Carlton Place tourism say about Carlton Place. Maybe we can have some soft music and I'll read out the selling points. At first glance, Carlton Place may seem like a town frozen in time, with its magnificent historic architecture, quaint stores and byways, and tranquil river flowing through the centre of it. But look more closely and feel your heart begin to beat a little faster. Carlton Place is a pleasing collage of serenity and vitality, texture and energy. Come to Carlton Place, save money on gas, and enjoy your life in the fast lane. I made that last bit up. You know, we should have halfway through, we should have, when it said, but actually, you can feel your heart begin to beat faster, we should have put some banging club music on. Can we do it again like that?
Hammer's pretty fast. Look at him go. Let's just see if he can find some banging club music.
Because okay. That's, as we know, what people really think of Carlton Place. It's got the best nightlife in North America.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Start the harp.
At first glance, Carlton Place may seem like a town frozen in time, with its magnificent historic architecture, quaint stores and byways, and tranquil river flowing through the centre of it all. But look more closely and feel your heart begin to beat a little faster. Carlton Place is a pleasing collage of serenity and vitality. And we can... It's not really that beaty, is it? It's a bit ambient. I want the
what
prodigy.
What did you do yourself, Vinny? You can do it.
I want to smash my... Not that, actually. I want Firestarter from the Prodigy or something. You know? Not Tracy Chapman's fast car, whatever you've just found.
This is called Tantoo Hip Hop Instrumental Beats.
This is what happens when you've got a dad as a producer who's lost his music taste along the way.
There's a lot of weddings that take place in Carlton Place. Why don't we get, like, the Chicken Dance or something like that, or the Macarena?
Can you get me some Prodigy, please? Just anything by the Prodigy, apart from that track that we can't play on the radio that involves the B word.
It's no longer about Carlton Place. It's all about how quickly Hammer can find some Prodigy.
Yeah. There you go. Right, there we go. Stand by. I'll do it really quickly. Harp music, please. Morning, Carlton Place.
At first glance, Carlton Place may seem like a town frozen in time, with its magnificent historic architecture, quaint stores and byways, and tranquil river flowing through the centre of it all. But look more closely and feel your heart begin to beat faster. Carlton Place is a majestic, towering inferno of nightclub action, where you can go out, dance the night away, take drugs, drink alcohol, and do whatever you want in anarchic insanity. Carlton Place is mad!
Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
If you just joined us, by the way, we were talking earlier on about the Canada. What does she even say after that?
Bobby Gimby is a man.
Oh, no, because they're all children singing it, aren't they?
Bobby Gimby is the one singing it, the main guy. And then there's some kids that sing along. Canada, one little, two little, three Canadians. Oh, here it is right here. I'll play it.
You can't tell me that is a man singing. Bobby Gimby may have written it, but that is not Bobby Gimby. Unless Bobby Gimby has got his package in a vice and has just had helium.
I thought Bobby Gimby sang the song. I know he wrote it. I thought he was a singer-songwriter. Anyway, went number one with a bullet, 1967.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm not a fan, as you can probably tell. And don't get me wrong, I just got an email saying you're not into Canada. It's not that I don't like this country. I like the country. I moved here.
That woman,
I just don't like that song.
The woman I just called, she brings up another fantastic song.
Let's hear this Ontario song.
The Ontario song.
Must be better. You're joking. You're joking. What is this? Why is it always with the children?
They didn't have to pay them.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? Yeah. They're probably all like the cruise children.
Hang on, we haven't got to the chorus. Here it comes.
Right after the Lumberjacks.
See, that's probably enough of that. So which one do you prefer?
I mean, it's like getting a bowl of olives. I don't like olives. And a bowl of mushrooms. Don't like mushrooms. And saying, which one do you want? Really?
What's the third thing you don't like?
I like... why?
Because I have another song for you.
Oh, come on! Does it, A, involve more singing children, and B, involve very ridiculously over-cheerful tones?
It involves this! This
life is my life. I don't believe this. Upon a vista to the Vancouver Island.
These are classic songs
that
we all grew up with, and I can't believe you're just singing for them.
As I went walking, when I do get my residency, do I have to sing this?
All three of them.
Pledge allegiance to the Queen again.
So, olives, mushrooms, and what is this song?
I've run out of foodstuffs that I don't like.
Lima beans?
Yeah, put them in. Tripe!
I did some research, and if you're single and you're looking to hook up, Canada Day is probably a pretty good time to meet someone. If you go down to the hill, I mean, there's 300,000 people there. So if you're single, and everybody's having fun, it's a great time to meet someone. Mm. But I have a list in front of me of clothes that women wear that men hate. So I'm talking to the women out there, if you're single and you're looking for a guy on Canada Day. Do not wear booty shorts. Apparently, men don't like booty shorts.
Emma?
What are booty shorts?
Just really, really, really super short shorts.
And guys hate that.
Men don't like them. They gotcha. Don't like them.
So you're telling me that I hate
yes.
women that reveal a lot of their bum yes. by wearing very short shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uggs with shorts. Men don't like that either. Men don't like hoop earrings. Men don't like...
I like hoop earrings.
Not according to this.
What sort of men were they asking these questions to?
Women.
Whoa, men.
Men don't like sweatpants with words on the butt. They don't like that.
I don't get this.
Men don't.
Do you concur with any of this? The only one that I would concur with so far is Ugg boots. I don't find them yes. attractive at all.
Agreed.
Is yeah. it possible that this should be titled... clothes that women wear that men love instead of men hate?
I think they got the title wrong.
No, look right there. See? Clothes women wear that men don't like. And last but not least, gladiator sandals. You don't like those?
I don't like them. No, I don't like them.
Oh, see? Phew.
Unless they've got heels.
Finally, something he hates.
If they've got heels, I like them. But then they're not gladiator sandals then. Yeah, you're yeah. with me on that. Gladiator sandals. You know the ones that are laced up?
Just straight, yeah.
Right,
a little
so
busy.
Yeah. Give us your exact image of your favorite dressed woman on Canada Day, then.
Will you help me, Hammer? It'll be like weird science.
Let's dress a woman from head to toe on Canada Day
we're
that men would love.
Creating our own.
Whatever my
specimen.
Wife is wearing on Friday.
Brilliant. All right, do you know what? Forget it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't mind. I've got the guts. Right. Let's start at the head. One of
Hair.
Those. One of those. Umbrella Canada hats. It doesn't get sexier than that. Let's cruise on down. Oh, if you can. I don't know if it's physically possible, but can you have... What do you call them? Boppers?
The is antenna?
Antlers?
No. Antlers. Antlers and umbrella. It's very moose-like. It's very Canadian. Then cruise down to the neck area. Let's have some sort of a chain. Not too bling. Come on.
I don't want the J-Lo. A small, dainty chain. Okay.
Yeah, small, yeah. dainty.
Yes.
Push-up bra, obviously invented by a man. With good reason. It's true. Victor Kiam. Thanks, Victor. I owe you so many thank yous. So we'll have a push-up bra going on. She's looking a bit scant at the moment, so let's put something a little bit more. Let's put pencil skirt and heels.
A pencil skirt?
I think that's what it's called. A pencil line. Is it, Mel? Pencil skirt? This might be a UK
skirt
thing.
Made out of pencil.
Is that like a
I'm not helping you.
Is that like a schoolgirl pattern?
No, not that short. I'm trying to come across as someone
with some dignity.
You know what? That ship sailed about 60 seconds ago.
Schoolgirl's fine. Do you know what? Just put her in a belt. Don't worry about it.
Bob's Breakfast.
All right, come on, let's do this.
Breakfast is on, Ottawa. Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
At 6:09. Pope news now. The Pope, he tweets. He's a Twitterer.
He tweeted for the first time yesterday. Pope Benedict the 16th. Would you like to know what his first tweet said?
I'd love to know.
Dear friends.
Hello.
I just launched news.va. Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ with my prayers and blessings, Benedictus the 16th. Very short, very sweet. I mean, 140 characters or less.
Hmm.
That's the law with tweeting, right?
I noticed that he used an exclamation point after Jesus Christ. It's very weird to see that out of context, because every time I've ever seen that, it's always through blasphemy. But it wouldn't be appropriate from the Pope.
No, this was a very pleasant greeting. Very pleasant. And, I wonder how many followers he has. Probably lots, I would assume.
I think 1.6 billion, is the answer.
I'm more curious about who he's following. I heard he was following Scarlett Johansson. Well, Twitter is something that everyone is signing on to. I know you signed on to it recently as well.
Yeah, I've done one a day in my quota.
One a day.
They're so egocentric, though, aren't they?
I want to tell you what I'm eating. I want to tell you what I'm doing. Hey, listen to me. It's just...
Do you think the Pope would tweet things like that, too? I just had...
Well, I thought this was somewhat egocentric, and the fact that it says, I just launched news.va, from the Pope, wasn't really you, was it? It was your body, it was your church, your staff, but I don't think you sat down and wrote 1.5 million lines of code.
Well, you never know. I mean, he's a very learned man. And I just went on to news.va.
Yeah, but he doesn't know HTML and DHTML coding. He's even got Flash. I bet he doesn't know that.
Well, look, there's all kinds of things here. There's games. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, on news.va.
Yeah, news.va. Pope's 60th anniversary of priestly ordination is coming up. So all the details about the Pope are on news.va. The Pope is obviously keeping up with the times.
Not really with contraception.
Yes. Okay. You got me on that one. Yeah. I am Catholic. I am a fan of the Pope. There is one thing I do not like about being Catholic, and that is the guilt, the Catholic guilt, which is very common. Catholic people carry this around. You always have guilt. And how it manifests itself, this is an example, is I'll go into Costco and they are giving out little samples of food. Get a little tiny, tiny, tiny little Dixie cup of, strawberry shortbread or, a pita biscuit with some salmon mousse on it or something like that. Mm. Well, I always have to buy the product, even if I don't like it, because I feel like the person gave it to me and is now watching to make sure that I buy it. And I do. I actually buy it.
And this is because you feel guilty.
That's just Catholic guilt.
You feel guilty
for
not buying it.
Yes.
So you buy it even if you don't want it.
Or I'll go to the deli counter and I'll say, can I have a large container of 3-bean salad? And sure enough, they scoop the salad into the container, they hand it over. It's $29. Why is salad so expensive? And what I could do at that point is give it back to the lady and say, you know what? I didn't think it would be this much money, so I can't buy this. It's too expensive. No, I buy it. All the way through to the cash with my $29 worth of 3-bean salad. Why? Catholic guilt.
So the Catholic Church is indirectly funding massive corporations' profits like Costco.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Through Sandy.
Yes, they are.
You are the puppet. The vehicle.
You're free of it. You don't have it yourself?
Absolutely not.
You have no guilt?
I'm fairly guilt-free. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do have morals and a moral compass. But I don't think it's tied to any affiliation or body. So I just sort of float through life. Although I do the bean salad thing. I do that. I don't feel guilty about the samples of food in Costco.
Right.
I just don't eat anything in supermarkets. But I'm totally with you with the bean salad thing.
You'll actually purchase it.
When I was at university, I used to go and dump it in a fridge.
In another section of the...
But now I'm doing a little... Not much better in life, financially, but just fractionally better. I can afford to buy that salad.
Oh, is that ever awesome? You and I can afford 3-bean salad.
We've made it!
Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy. www.vinnywhite.co.uk